Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking privacy policies. Website privacy policies are often combined by terms and conditions of use and disclaimers. Be that as it may, whether alone standing or combined, in whichever form it takes, it is notably one of the most important legal components of your website or your platform, as the case may be. It is more so now than ever because we are seeing so many businesses digitizing much quicker than ever anticipated. We're also seeing a boom in e-commerce and, of course, data breaches. It is therefore important, even before you start constructing your policy, to ensure that you critically sit down and think about the information you're collecting from your user, whether it's truly necessary, what you are doing with it, and importantly, any risk factors to the security or the integrity of that information. It is also important for you to understand what private information really is. And to that end, from a South African perspective, I urge you to have a look at the Protection of Personal Information Act, or PAPI for short. If you have any users that are European citizens, it's important to also look at the European equivalent regulatory framework, acronymed the GDPR. In many ways, PAPI aspires to the standards set by the GDPR. It is therefore important for you to observe both. It is important to see and for users to know exactly what is being collected, why, what you will be doing with it, in other words, how you'll be processing it, and then, of course, what to do if there are any complaints or unhappiness. It is also important to ensure that you really look at the risk components. Be aware of who interacts with the data from your side in terms of your own service providers, and where needs be, ensure that you align your privacy policy with those agreements. It is important, therefore, for you to have one on your website and to ensure that you are exactly aware of the contents.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skoomanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.